Today's show is brought to you by Dog Strollers. If you have a lazy dog and you want everyone you pass to think you have the world's ugliest baby, nothing beats a dog stroller.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
My friends, I have something to say to you which I think will be of interest to all of you.
Back to work.
We're on the radio here.
I'll make some coffee.
I am a salesman, madam. Salary plus commission.
Hey, I'm just trying to make my nut, man.
You got a good paying job. As you make more money, your nut actually gets bigger.
Your nut?
Yeah, you know, kids have it tough these days. We got Xbox subscriptions, PS5s, Netflix, HBO. You want to order DoorDash?
It is go time!
Yeah, it is The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device.
Hello!
How does that even work? Well, it's magic. No, it's
science.
All you got to do is enable the skill. You just do that one time. Work your magic and say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So well, what's the difference between the live show and the podcast? Well, we have to record it sometime, so we actually do the live show on Radio 434. And then we record all those show segments, and then at the end of the show, we put them all together, minus the music that we play on the live show on Radio 434, and we put it together into a full-length podcast for the day. We drop one each day, Monday through Friday, and you can get that on the Alexa device very easily by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can search The Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube, or just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. It is a virtual time machine. It is a big, huge thing that we like to delve into, and you can go back in time and listen to all the episodes that we've ever done over the past 4 years at least, there are hundreds and hundreds of episodes. We do about 240 episodes per year, so there's hundreds and hundreds to choose from. So go on in there, search The Mike Show VA podcast. All right, coming up on today's program, Cammie is joining us from Centra Health, and she's got some guests. We're gonna talk very, very smart things, and things that you need to know for your health. That is all on the way. Plus, of course, it's the Monday edition, and of course, every show, we have your five random facts. We have your stupid criminals in the news. We've got some good news for you as well. And then we got this story. Speaking of stupid criminals, a middle school teacher in Florida was arrested after he got drunk in his car between classes and crashed into a fence in the school's parking lot. It happened around 11:45. I mean, you know, it's still 11:45 a.m. on the second day of the school year. So we've got that story for you, which, of course, is just...
No!
Yeah. But then we've got a top signs, a top list, top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. All right, so that's all on the way with back to school. We had, I just want to recap a little bit And we're going to do this a little bit later on. We're going to show you some a bunch of pictures and things. Two big things, two monumental things. One, we just had our Summer Jam live festival event, live music festival event at Three Roads on Saturday. It was the fifth anniversary of Three Roads. Man, oh man, that could not have gone. Well, it could, you know, there's always room for improvement, but this has been the best one yet, I think, as far as logistics and elements and things in place and number of bands, the sound, the professional sound was impeccable. Thanks to Josh from Noteworthy Music. Josh did just a fantastic job. Every band got on time. Every band, including Bigfoot County. The changeovers were quick and seamless. Everybody had a great time. Big thanks to Josh for running sound. Big thanks to Donovan from New Light Event Lighting. He provided our professional lighting. And big thanks to Russ from Flex Stage. He provided our stage. And then want to thank, you know, a little shout out to Bank of the James. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for sponsoring Summer Jam, at least a portion of our stage. And thanks to Southern Air that sponsored our cooling tents, because we had these big fans that were blowing mist and folks. Now, the cooling tents were not meant to be VIP areas where you just, you know, put your chair and popped a squat. But that's what people did. So I think maybe next year we'll try and figure some stuff out to let folks know, hey, this is not a pop a squat location. This is more a, hey, I'm really hot and I need to get in here and cool down and then go elsewhere. So we'll figure that out. But we had a ton of food trucks. We had a ton of vendors. Big thanks to Caleb, who coordinates the Punk Rock Flea Market and the Love LYH vendors. It was just phenomenal. Just did a fantastic job. Everybody did a great job there. The beer was flowing. Big thanks to Three Roads and happy birthday. Just had a great time. So there, that's that recap. And then I want to tell you, and I'm going to show you this a little bit later on. I have some pictures. I can probably pop them up on screen now. But let me find. Let me scroll down. Yep, skip that. All right. So we got. Oh, did I show you guys this already? I think I may have. Well, all right. So we got a doggo, a new dog. For the fam, and it's actually Tab and Maddie got a dog because, you know, I was completely meh about it until we actually got him, and that is Surfer Dude, and he is absolutely positively the most precious dog and the best boy ever. I'm sorry. I am a pet person. I am a cat person and a dog person. But I'm going to tell you, when Tab and I first got together, she had two dogs. She had a Yorkie, a purebred Yorkie, and a Shih Tzu poodle mix. And both of those dogs, I just want to tell you, were. Now, I love all animals, and I was obviously never mean to any of the pets at all, but they were not exactly 100% my favorite. When I the first night I stayed over at Tab's, Fuzzy peed on my pillow. I mean, he peed. Do I have a sound effect? No. Fuzzy peed on my pillow.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. And then while my head was on the pillow, okay? And then he proceeded later to pee on my back as I was laying on my side. Not a good start to that relationship. And then Lexi... Lexi would just drop ploppers everywhere.
In the buttocks.
You know, out of. And she just did not care. So we straightened out our relationship over the years. But this dog, Surfer Dude, is absolutely positively the best dog we've ever had. The best dog I've ever had. And... Justin, and so he listens, and he's such a good boy, and he's so loving. So yeah, we got a doggo or late last week, Thursday, and spent the weekend with him, and he is absolutely positively the best dog. So I just wanted to share that with you peeps. There is Surfer Dude. Love him. All right. So many things to do today, so we'll get to it. Let's do a sponsor. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now a teacher's thoughts on being back to school.
Ugh, time to train another pack of hellions who don't want to be here. Trust me, I don't want to be here either. Even if they paid me enough to do this job, they couldn't pay me enough to do this job. I don't know who's freaking me out more. The kid who won't stop banging his head with a copy of Green Eggs and Ham, or the little serial killer in the corner who keeps glaring at me. If the class hamster ever turns up dead, we have our suspect. Let me see, only 182 days until summer, 2 hours until recess, and 6 hours till I'm out of here. Then the worst part of the job, replying to emails from the helicopter moms. Well, I got a bottle chillin'.
And those were a teacher's thoughts on being back to school.
Yeah, well, not in our school district. Anyway, so we got this story, and this is out of, where is this out of? Florida. And this would be a stupid criminal story, but we turned it into a top list. So here we go. A middle school teacher in Spring Hill, Florida, is facing charges after he apparently got drunk between classes and crashed his car into a fence in the school's parking lot.
No!
Yep. Spring Hill is about 40 miles north of Tampa. A campus police officer found the 32-year-old English teacher passed out behind the wheel with his car still in gear. It happened around 11:45 in the morning on the second day of the school year. They thought it was some kind of a medical issue at first, but then they saw a bunch of single-serving alcohol bottles in his car next to him. He refused to have his blood tested at the hospital, but police noted that he smelled of alcohol. The police posted about it on Facebook. Several people left comments saying they were shocked because he's such an excellent teacher. They charged him with driving under the influence. He also had a DUI back in 2014. So, with that, that's the heavy stuff. Don't do that if you're a teacher. And if you are a teacher, I mean, people, if you get to that point in your life, you need help, and we should feel bad. But at the same time, I don't want that in the schools, you know, that my kid's going to. So with that, that brings us to, well, okay, so I guess the takeaway is don't put your kids in school in Florida. What? No, come on, give me a break. Anyway, so let's lighten it up with our top list, with this Florida teacher spending the second day of school getting drunk between classes and plowing his car into a fence in the school parking lot. But teachers weren't surprised, or students rather, weren't surprised, since they already noticed so many things from today's list. It's our top list today, top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. All right, here we go, number one. He sends you to the principal's office for a refill. Top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. Today's book is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Sobriety Checkpoint. Yep. Top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. Your field trip is to BevMo. She lights up when you give her an apple. Teeny. Top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. His thermos is a jug with a cork in it. He gives extra credit for starting the breathalyzer on his car. Top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. She's the only one in her kindergarten class who wet her pants. The teacher. Top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. He teaches you about the ABCs and the DUIs. This week's spelling words are furburlo and skitsquatchel and jib-jib-jizz-zizz-zizz. And top signs your teacher may have a drinking problem. He likes being a teacher. There we go. It's The Mike Show. It's, what is today? Today's the Monday edition. Coming up, we have news. And not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866. And please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Krispy Kreme has created 5 limited edition Harry Potter themed donuts. They really are quite magical. If you eat too many, your feet will disappear. Paul Rodriguez was busted with drugs for the second time this year. This could seriously hurt his career as that comedian who peaked in the 80s. LL Cool J will host this year's VMA Awards. It's official. The M in MTV stands for middle-aged. And Megadeth is retiring, but their legacy will live on thanks to your loser uncle's collection of tank tops. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's The Mike Show. We're taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. So darn happy you could join us today on the Monday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get so smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, let's see, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe. I don't know. All right, here, where's it at? Oh, there it is. Here we go. Number one. Singapore. I said,
Hello.
Hi. Singapore has a government agency, quote, to promote marriage and romance.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
And foster opportunities for singles to interact in social settings.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Number two. The Washington Generals lost to the Harlem Globetrotters 2,495 times in a row before they accidentally beat them on January 5th, 1971, not to be confused with the other Washington Generals. Number three, the Colorado Rockies mascot is a triceratop because a dinosaur rib bone, was discovered when their ballpark was being built in 1994. Number four. After Julia Roberts broke off her engagement with Kiefer Sutherland in 1990, he took up steer roping and became a rodeo tournament winner. This is really weird because I was watching Conspiracy Theory last night with Julia Roberts and Mel Gibson. I don't know why. I was scrolling through and it's like, you know, 500 channels and nothing on. And so happened upon that one. And I remembered, you know, what a great movie it was. So I started watching it and then I was thinking, who was she married to? And I was like, oh yeah, she was married to Kiefer Sutherland for a while. I was just thinking about that last night, and here it is. It's a five random fact. I didn't write the five random facts, by the way. Number five, Shaquille O'Neal hit 1 3-pointer in his 19-season NBA career. One. It came in his fourth season. He ended his career 1 for 22 on 3-pointers, or just 4.5%. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
K-100.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, and Cammy is back.
Hi.
Hi. How
so
are you?
So good to be back.
Centra Health yes. sponsors this segment, and Cammy drops by. I think we're going to do this once a month.
I think we're going to do this once a month.
Okay.
I know. I'm sad. I would love to be here so much more often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys are it. Obviously are very, very busy.
Yes,
you are very, very busy with what's going on with the podcast and with other aspects of marketing and community relations. Mm-hmm. So when you do join us, like today, each and every month, you'll be bringing us a guest. Today is yes. no exception. Who did you bring?
So I have here with me today, Jen Druny. She is Vice President of Centra's Perioperative Services. And okay. We get to chat a little bit about robots today.
I am. All right. So usually when we talk about AI, I add a sound effect. It's dun, dun, dun. Yeah. But this is for wonderful purposes.
Yeah.
And the images here. Let me pop this up on the screen real quick. Look at this looks like, honest to God, this looks like something out of Star Trek.
It does. It is this the one where really you see like does. The arms that kind of look like yeah. spider legs?
I mean, it's got, well, there are three of the robots from Da Vinci 5 that's up on the screen. And I'm going to let you guys talk about this because, man, oh man, this is some impressive hardware.
It is very cool. And I'm going to hand it over to Jen, but we have... through generous contributions from the Centra Foundation, mm-hmm. who plays such a huge role in making so many different services available, so much equipment, essential equipment available for Centra. We have been able to purchase 5 robots.
I know. Not
There's
one.
Like a whole family of robots. But this fifth is just a little bit different, a little bit special. But Jen, who is obviously going to be our expert in the room, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, and please, and thank you so much for
You're
taking
welcome.
Time
yeah,
today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So the DV5 is the newest version of Intuitive's robot for surgical purposes. It is a minimally invasive procedure when you have your surgical procedure done robotically. So ultimately, we can use the robot to take care of our patients, and they're able to have less pain, go home earlier, they have a faster recovery time, and you can do a variety of procedures using the robot. So we use it for general surgery, which is things like removing your appendix or maybe your gallbladder, gynecologic surgery. So if you had to have something done to your uterus, like that would be for those purposes. Yeah. Thoracic, which Dr. Somm has started using, and yes. it's been really wonderful for his patients. And then also urology. So we use the robot in all of those services throughout Centra. And it's really a great benefit for our patients.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that doctors can remote into? And do I guess telehealth or surgery in real time online?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's called telepres. And okay. ultimately, right now, the way that it's set up, you kind of create an appointment for the time that you're going to be doing your surgery, and then you can invite other physicians to remote in, and they're able to watch the procedure
yeah.
and kind of give advice if needed,
okay.
or you could use it as a teaching tool, which is really wonderful.
Yeah.
It's transitioning with the new platform of the DV5. There'll be a more immediate, so you don't have to have that appointment part set up before you do your procedure. You could just say, you know, hey, Cammy, I need you to take a look at this while you're doing your procedure. And they can remote in and see what's going on and give you incredible. Some feedback.
Oh, wow.
And then you can go back and watch your cases. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to... you know, look at what you are doing, kind of improve, it helps improve efficiency and things like that, especially when surgeons are new to the robot. It's a really yeah. great tool for them.
Interesting.
That's incredible.
And so obviously there will always be staff on hand. Yes. We're not going to walk into a fully automated operating theater
no.
and find R2-D2 and C-3PO
yeah.
there.
Yes, no. yes. You know, not anytime soon anyway.
Okay, all right. Well, that's also good to know. This is fascinating. And as technology keeps getting better and better and better,
yes,
this almost becomes commonplace.
Well, it does. And I think it's important to mention that robotic surgery is not new to the operating room.
Yeah.
However, I think that it just shows that Centra, working together also with the foundation, are constantly looking for ways to continue staying at the forefront. So this addition of this fifth robot that does make so much more available. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's important to also shout out Dr. Ali and Dr. Sharnak, who both just did their 500th surgery on
wow.
the other robots. Did any of them do their 500th surgery on the new one?
No, because
it wasn't up and running yet.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
So we've had robots within our hospital system, and Jen, maybe you can tell us in a minute where we have them at
sure.
which facilities. But it's, you know, we don't want to come out and be like, we finally have robots, because it's been
yeah, yeah.
something that has been a standard, but. This new one, and you know, and also I'm assuming being open to continuing to stay on the forefront if new ones are necessary. It just shows that Centra really cares about what it takes for access and for excellence.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely true. And actually, Dr. Kittrell, another one of our general surgeons, is coming
there
up on
go.
His 1,000th case.
No
so he'll
way.
Probably,
wow.
hopefully be able to do that on the new robot.
That is
so
very
that'll
cool.
be really exciting when he does that. But we have two robots at Lynchburg General. Here, and then we have two at Virginia Baptist, and then we have one out in Farmville at Southside Community Hospital.
This is, again, it's tremendous, the technology that exists, and this is so helpful within your health system, but for patients in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
And the sheer fact that you've had this many surgeries is really a testimony to how well this device works.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. yeah. To be able to send your patients away knowing that they're going to heal faster, they're mm-hmm. going to be up on their feet sooner, and that this was the best way for you to take care of them, I think that's just really comforting on a physician level.
Yeah.
Not even to mention how good that must feel as a mm-hmm. patient, being able to walk away and experience all those things.
And I would imagine it makes it more precise, too.
So you have a better view of what I'm going to call the surgical field when you're using the robot.
Sure.
So you can do, there's another version of minimally invasive surgery, which is called laparoscopy. Mm-hmm. That was a standard for a really long time before
yeah.
the robot came out. The thing that kind of creates a little bit of, not difficulty, but what sets the robot apart is you mm-hmm. actually are able to kind of see the entire field versus when you're doing a case laparoscopically, you can only go so far with how the camera points. There's some torque. You can't
yeah.
do kind of like a 360. You're able to do all of that with the robot, which
wow.
is really great. So,
yes. And this very cool thing about the new one that, Mike, I think you're going to geek out about even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know how on newer vehicles, they have, it almost feels like a bump when you start to like edge to the other lane.
Yes.
And it doesn't push you back, but
yeah.
it lets you know.
Yeah. yeah.
So mm-hmm. that is not that specifically,
yeah.
but tell him a little bit about what you were sharing, how that it's that tactile feel mm-hmm. that gets with this new robot.
Yeah, so they call it forced feedback is what Intuitive calls it.
Okay.
And so they've developed new instruments for the new robot, and it kind of gives you more of that tactile as you're dissecting tissue. It feels closer to what it would actually feel to be using instruments in an open surgical situation.
Okay.
And it gives them that feedback of like where they're exactly at, how, you know, what are they dissecting? What does it feel like? That sort of thing. Sure. So it's really great.
So they can feel it. The physician can feel that, again, while using the robot. So
again,
cool.
Is very, very cool. And it's tremendous.
If now, you look at the console, like, I don't know if you could see that on the website, mm-hmm. but the console has like, it's two kind of ringed hand pieces, and that's what they're using to manipulate the instrumentation, and that's what gives them the feedback.
Very cool.
Interesting. I'm just going to scroll down, and we can show the various things that are on the Intuitive website. Here, let me do that and just scroll down. Look at that! Wow. They have demonstrations and things that are just popping up on the screen. This is tremendous. Obviously, you can learn more by visiting centrahealth.com on everything, all the advances in medicine that are happening locally. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about all the facilities and who you need to contact. It's all right there, and we'll link this up. We'll link Centra Health up on this broadcast. Man, oh man!
I know.
I am.
Exciting.
It's very cool.
Totally geeking out.
So there is a demonstration. We did a podcast that's releasing today.
Okay.
And toward the end of the podcast, just because I'm not in a clinical role, I'm not in the operating room, mm-hmm. and so when I get to hear about these advances, we get to be a part of it, Centra. You know, I'm with you, Mike. I'm geeking out. I'm like, can I just like see it move? Can help me understand? And so just to see the arms like mm-hmm. move and operate, and it's so cool. But if you check out the podcast, at the end of the podcast, we turn it on and show you just to have that visual of what it looks like when this thing goes into action.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, tremendous. And learning more about what Centra Health does within our community, learning the advances in technology, that makes me feel better as a patient.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know,
it's
to
true.
Know that you guys are on the forefront of these things.
Yeah, it makes an everyday general surgery something that is that much more approachable.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. Like I said, at least once a month, we're going to be chatting with folks from Centra. You have your new podcast that's dropping. Where do folks find that?
You can find that anywhere that you download podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of the above, but also on YouTube.
Okay. Learn more again at centrahealth.com. If you search ampersand so much more podcast, you can find it there as well. Have we solved all the world's problems today?
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're close. Yeah.
We're getting there.
I think so. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking time this morning.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really appreciate it and everything that you do within the Centra organization.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. Well, we don't have robots doing it. Well, I wanted to ask, has anybody beat them at chess?
No.
Not you know, that I'm aware
that
of.
That would be pretty amazing, actually.
All right. Sorry. No robots, but we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ears. That's all on the way. Stay tuned. It's called Audio Vault.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Volkswagen has introduced a new monthly subscription. It's monthly subscription payments in order to give your vehicle more power. Huh?
Automobile?
Yeah. So I guess now you have to pay for some extra vroom?
Hello, I am your Volkswagen Artificial Intelligence Assistant. Would you like to go faster than 37 miles per hour? Please swipe your credit card on the dash screen. Want to listen to the radio? That will be another small charge. Alert, your air conditioning is running low. Please pay now to stay cool and comfortable. Don't forget about the seatbelt fee. Welcome to the future of nickel and diming.
I guess. I don't know. All right. Delta and United could be facing federal class action lawsuits from airline passengers who booked window seats but found out there was no window on their row. A view of nothing is bad enough, but the pilots don't have to rub it in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look out your left side windows, we're flying over the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge.
Unless you don't have a window.
That's right, Carl. And for those of you on the right side of the aircraft, you can see historic downtown San Francisco.
Unless your only view is a dark gray panel.
Yes, some of you have what we call a false window.
Dave, is that a UFO? Psych.
Good one, Carl. Well, folks, sit back and enjoy your beautiful flight to Seattle.
Hey, is that the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah, Chewbacca's at the controls.
All right. Let's go to viral videos. Would you fly 13 hours from the U.S. to Ireland for a one-day trip? Fly, land, sit on a cliff, have a snack, and fly back. Well, that's what Kevin Droniak did, and here's what it cost him to do it.
My round-trip nonstop flight from New York to Shannon, Ireland was $457. I also rented a car for $48, and I was having a blast up until I paid a mechanic $60 to change my tire, and I also got charged $275 because I didn't get insurance. I ate a sandwich at the Cliffs of Moher for $8, oh, and I also had this $4 cappuccino. I paid $5 to park at the secret location at the Cliffs of Moher, and I got this shirt for $41, bringing my grand total for my Ireland day trip to $890.
Okay. Mine is not the question why. Let's see. A single engine plane crashed on a golf course in Australia. Luckily, nobody was seriously hurt. A golfer who ran up to help told a reporter what happened and why he was kind of glad that the plane ended up crashing there.
Plane came in like really low over the top of our heads and there was no propeller movement. Didn't even sound like an engine was on. Skidded across and just ended up there. We were sort of first on the scene. My girlfriend's a doctor and gave them medical attention. They were both okay. One had slight lacerations to the side of his face. We were a bit shocked, but we were kind of stoked we couldn't finish our round because we weren't playing great.
They weren't playing great anyway. A 40-year-old man in Connecticut was rescued after he got stuck in a playground slide. It was meant for kids, of course. The man was very uncomfortable because of the hot temperatures, and it took firefighters around a half hour to free him.
There's a drunk stuck in the slide.
I don't think he was. Anyway, he might have been. Who knows? Let's see. And then there's this. A hiker in, let's save this. No, it's not a stupid criminal thing, so we're going to play it now. A hiker in California was rescued last Tuesday after he got stuck behind a waterfall for 2 days. Here's Captain Kevin Kemmerling of the Sheriff's Office talking about Ryan Wardell's ability to survive.
He didn't have a wetsuit. He didn't have a dry suit. So being stranded in a waterfall for 3 days up in the mountains where our evening temperatures get low, our water temperatures are always low. His ability to survive was rather amazing.
Interesting. Here we go. Let's talk a little showbiz right now. Denzel Washington isn't concerned with getting canceled because he doesn't believe it can happen. He explained his take on when he was asked recently if getting canceled could happen to him.
being quote unquote canceled.
What does that mean?
It means you lose public support.
Who cares? What made public support so important to begin with? I don't care who's following. You can't lead and follow at the same time, and you can't follow and lead at the same time. I don't follow anybody. Forget being followed. You can't be canceled if you haven't signed up. Don't sign up.
Okay. Let's see. What is this? David Lee Roth was doing a show last week and mocked Sammy Hagar's song that was based on a dream Sammy says he had with Eddie's ghost. Okay. He had the dream with Eddie's ghost. Here is Diamond Dave talking about it.
You all know Sammy Hagar, right? And Sammy described that the ghost of Eddie Van Halen visited him and graced him with a song. It's on the internet. But last night, the ghost of Eddie Van Halen visited me at the hotel. He said, "Dave, you know that song I gave Hagar?" He said, "It's actually In a Gata De Vida backwards."
All right. Sammy's song is called Encore. Thank You, Good Night, and was released earlier this year. Let's do this. Do we want to do that? No, skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Orny Adams on old people at movie theaters.
I just want to be one of those funny old people. That's what I want to be. One of those entertaining old people that drools on himself and yells stupid things out. I love those people. I love when I go to a movie and it's just me and a bunch of old people. And the whole time they're going, "What did he say? What? Are you cold? What? Is something burning?" Guy behind me the whole time's going, like, spit it up. Die already. They're like, "We get in for half price." That's because you only hear half the movie. I like when the old people walk out. They walk out like, "This movie sucks." And they're still showing the previews.
All right, that is your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, what the hell are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we are going to get stupid, you know, with your stupid criminals in Da News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Okie dokie. A high school phys ed teacher got arrested in Texas after calling the police to tell them that the hooker he hired stole his money.
Nice beaver.
Stole his money.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Stole his money. His name is Rolando Ramos. He's a gym teacher at a high school in Laredo, Texas, right near the Mexico border. He's also the quarterback's coach for their football team. Police showed up, and that's when they told him he tried to pay a prostitute for services. Police showed up. That's when he told them he tried to pay a prostitute for services. He said the worker took his $100 and ran away. Sounds like he wanted them to track her down and get his $100 back. But instead, they arrested him for soliciting a prostitute. They did eventually find the adult worker nearby. It's not clear if Rolando got his money back or not. The school he works for said they immediately put him on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. And then there's this. The University of Iowa is looking for people to drink and drive in a simulator. You'll get paid $820 and can help them test sensors that can detect whether you are drunk driving. I think
crazy drunk driver.
Yeah, that's the sound. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity out there. A mechanic in Minnesota was working on a 2015 Ford SUV when he found a wallet that an assembly line worker had left in the car 11 years ago. Richard Guilford is retired now, but remembers the day his wallet went missing. He was working on a Ford assembly line in Chicago when it fell out of his pocket. That wallet has officially been returned to its rightful owner. Here is the mechanic and Richard, talking about the returned wallet.
So my guess, it was sitting up in here somewhere, just sitting there for the right move. That little hole right here, that's where the wallet was sitting on top of that hole.
Is this your wallet? First thing I said was, did you find that in a car? He's like, yes, I did. I would have never figured in a million years that it would still be there.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up a fundraiser called Hill City Slide. Visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and to learn more, and also to get your time slots. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. It is coming up very, very quickly, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So you can reserve time slots during those days. They also have adult-only slides, and it literally is a 700-some-foot water slide that you slide down with inner tubes, very professional. Again, learn more at hillcityslide.com. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.